Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 24, 2026. Democrats are facing off in a wide-open congressional race, and four are seeking to be state rep in the area. Afternoon showers, low 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:28 a.m. and 9:35 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that a crowded field of Democrats will face off in the primary election to fill a rare vacancy in one of the state's nine congressional districts. The 6th congressional district race pits six Democrats, Bethany Andres Beck of Middleton, John Beckia of Linfield, Jamie Belsito of Topsfield, Dan Coe of Andover, Maria Lancaster of Salem, and Tram Nguyen of Andover, who are vying for the party's nomination to run for the open seat in November. Early voting got underway Saturday ahead of the September 1 Democratic primary, and tens of thousands of voters have already cast their ballots through the mail. Bobby Grady writes in the Gloucester Times, the race for the 5th Essex District state representative seat has four vying for a chance to represent Cape Ann on Bacon Hill. Gloucester Times recently spoke with the candidates ahead of the September 1 primary. The 5th Essex incorporates all of Cape Ann, Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, and Manchester-by-the-Sea, with one resident from each community vying for the seat. The contested primary race comes on the Democratic side of the ballot, where recently elected incumbent and Gloucester resident Andrew Drutar is being challenged by former Rockport Select Board member Sarah Wilkinson. Across the aisle, only Manchester-by-the-Sea Republican Christina DeLisio is seeking her party's nomination. Essex Independent Gilbert Frieden is vying for the seat, too. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, possible changes in the Essex Fire Department's leadership structure are being weighed. Selectmen, the Board of Fire Engineers, the Essex Fire Company, and the Finance Committee considered the potential changes during joint meeting last Tuesday. Tuesday's meeting focused on the following options: keeping the Board of Fire Engineers as the fire department's managing authority under Section 45, the default statute that Essex Fire has always operated under; transitioning from the Board of Fire Engineers to a new full-time fire chief under Massachusetts General Law Section 42, known as the Weak Chief Statute, or creating some route of management assistance from where a chief is in another community. And on the most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport's Sean Reardon updated the status of major retirements in city government.
Wastewater treatment plant. We had three major retirements, which caused a little shuffling, right? Like, we bumped up a few employees and we left a few openings. So we have three wastewater treatment plant operators positions. We're in the process of interviewing now. We've got some good candidates, so hopefully we can fill those shortly. We have the fire chief retiring at the end of the month. We have a whole charter process we have to go through for that. So we have a screening committee already set up for that. We had 18 people apply for it, which I was pleasantly surprised with, much more than I think the last time that this position was open. Three internal, which is also interesting. So, like I said, Frank Cousins and Steve Crowley, our HR director, are leading that initial screening committee team, and those meetings are getting set up right now. So we're excited about that. Also going out with the fire chief is the executive assistant to the fire chief. So Janice has been here for many, many years. She's moving on, and so we've got that position open as well. I believe we have five or six candidates for that, and actually we're going to start the interviews for that next week, because we'd like to move that on that one pretty quickly and have that person with the right set of skills in place before we get the fire chief in there, because there's just a lot we want to do in that office. And so I think if we can get the right person, we want to get them started, and then we'll have a new fire chief later this year. I have submitted a letter to City Council that they'll see on Monday or see tomorrow when the packet gets released, but I am naming Captain Steve Hamilton. Steve Hamilton was just officially pinned a captain a few weeks ago now at City Council. He will be my acting chief. Steve is the most tenured firefighter we have in the department right now. He loves to tell me stories about my grandfather, because he was the chief when Steve started out in the mid-80s. But he he's just the perfect guy to kind of keep the ship sailing ahead while we go through this hiring process. Like I said, we have three internal candidates, and so Steve isn't one of those candidates. He'll be able to you know, provide some really great leadership. So I'm excited to put him in that role. He's a super employee we have here in the city. Building commissioner is also open. Greg Earls, former city councilor, and then now building commissioner is retiring, so we're happy for him. He's agreed to help us in the interim as well, so his retirement date is coming up, but he is also going to keep working with us in some capacity until we can get his successor lined up. But as far as I know, we've got some great candidates for that as well, so that committee. We're setting up little screening committees for each of these kind of major positions, and so we do have a nice little committee put together to screen the building commissioner application, and Greg's going to be really involved in that as well. So hopefully we can get the right fit, and that's a really great office, and so we want to keep that office really running well. And just on a side note, so a position that we fill that we're excited for, they start September 8th, but we did hire an environmental planner, so there'll be more of that to come. But we're really excited to get somebody into the planning office. Everyone in there got to meet this person. They were really excited, so we'll probably have them on at a later date so they can introduce themselves.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.